This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has talked with his Russian counterpart for the first time since taking office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
So what did he and Vladimir Putin discuss?
You.
The president joking with reporters not long after spokeswoman Jen Psaki said he'd raised several concerns with Putin.
Including the SolarWinds hack, reports of Russia placing bounties on United States soldiers in Afghanistan, interference in the 2020 election.
They also agreed to work fast on extending the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty before it expires next month. The new president wants to break from the warm rhetoric Donald Trump often showed Putin while also looking to keep diplomacy alive. He's not holding out hope for a reset, but rather a way of managing differences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is announcing a restoration of relations with the Palestinians and a renewal of aid to Palestinian refugees. That announcement by acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills is a reversal of the Trump administration's cutoff of aid to the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Mills told the U.N. Security Council this reengagement with the Palestinians is key to the Biden administration's support for a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict agreed to by Israelis and Palestinians. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he likely has enough votes to secure an acquittal. The House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach President Trump over the question of whether he incited insurrection in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol building. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Answering growing frustrations over vaccine shortages, President Joe Biden announced Tuesday that the U.S. is ramping up deliveries to hard-pressed states over the next 3 weeks and expects to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of the summer or early fall. Biden, calling the push a wartime effort, said the administration was working to buy an additional 100 million doses of each of the two approved coronavirus vaccines. He acknowledged that states in recent weeks have been left guessing how much vaccine they will have from 1 week to the next. Shortages have been so severe that some vaccination sites around the U.S. had to cancel tens of thousands of appointments with people seeking their first shot. Tens of thousands of farmers who stormed the historic Red Fort on India's Republic Day are again camped out outside the capital after the most volatile day their 2-month standoff, leaving one protester dead and more than 80 police officers injured. The protests demanding the repeal of a new agricultural law have grown into a rebellion that is rattling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. Their brief takeover of the 17th century fort, which was the palace of Mughal emperors, played out live on Indian news channels. The farmers say carrying ceremonial swords, ropes, and sticks overwhelmed police. A top ally of Alexei Navalny is vowing to keep up the fight to free the jailed Russian opposition leader in his battle to influence this year's parliamentary elections, despite a government crackdown on nationwide protest. Lubov Sobol has said that Navalny's foundation for fighting corruption and his team's regional offices will continue to operate even amid the arrest of the followers and allies and the opening of criminal investigations against them. Sobol, herself under investigation on charges of trespassing, says that she insists that they are bogus, added that she's not afraid of being arrested. Tens of thousands of people demanding Navalny's release turned out Saturday across Russia, and nearly 4,000 of them were arrested. The European Union is urging U.S. President Joe Biden to help draw up a common rule book to rein in the power of big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter and combat the spread of what they call fake news. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in a speech to the Davos World Economic Forum on Tuesday that the way online platforms are doing business impacts the democracy, security, and the quality of information. Meanwhile, Hungary's justice minister says her government wants to place restrictions on Czech giants that she says arbitrarily silences users. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.